Today we celebrate the solemnity of Christ the King, which we do every year on the last Sunday of Ordinary Time, right before the new church year begins, which is next week, the first Sunday of Advent. And we have a very challenging gospel to end Ordinary Time. Jesus gives us a vision of the final judgment, where the sheep are separated from the goats. The sheep enter into a place of eternal reward, while the goats are condemned to a place of eternal punishment. So, how does one get to be a sheep? Or how does one get to be a goat? What's the difference between the two? Well, the standard between what makes a sheep and a goat is what we Catholics traditionally call the corporal works of mercy, feeding the hungry, giving drink to the thirsty, visiting prisoners, caring for the sick, clothing the naked, welcoming the stranger. We might ask, well, why is that the standard between eternal life and eternal punishment? What's so important about direct service to our neighbor? And Jesus gives us the answer to this question in the gospel, and I find it very surprising. The reason is because Jesus himself identifies with his poor. Today we recognize Christ as King of the universe, but yet he identifies not with the great and the mighty of the world, the powerful, the wealthy, but rather he identifies himself with the least ones, is what he said. His least. And he says that when we serve this person in need, this needy one, we're serving him. In my own priesthood, I've experienced this many times. One time stands out in a very powerful way to me, and it continues to move me. A number of years ago, in a previous assignment, I got to know a man who I would always see at the nursing home. His elderly mother was there, and every time I was there, he was there too, pushing his mother around in the wheelchair, feeding her at mealtimes. And I would see him there so often that I wondered if he had anything else going on in his life besides being with his mother at the nursing home. I would eventually find out that he was the only child of his mother and the only one left in his family, besides his elderly mother. And I wondered if he had loved ones of his own, or if he had any friends. So his mother died, and I was not involved in the funeral mass or with the planning of that, but I felt this need to go to the visitation for his mother at the funeral home. And there were visitation hours the evening before the funeral, and then the morning right before the funeral. And so the evening before the funeral, the whole time the visitation was going on, it was on my mind. Go to the funeral home, go to the funeral home. Well, I procrastinated and I didn't. So I thought, well, I'll go in the morning. So the next morning then, some things came up unexpectedly, and I was thinking, it would be crazy for me to go to the funeral home because I don't have time to do that. But for some reason, I did. I made it there that morning. And I walked into the funeral home and into the large reception room. And the room was completely empty, except for the casket with the deceased woman. And then her son was sitting on a stool right next to the casket. Nobody else in the building. So I walk into the room, and he sees me right away. And he jumped off of his stool and ran to me practically. And he greeted me right at the door. And as he was coming towards me, I had this overwhelming sense that it was Jesus who was coming towards me to greet me. And we visited for a few minutes. I couldn't stay very long, but as we were speaking, I was having a hard time controlling my emotions because I felt so strongly the presence of Jesus, like it was him right before me. As I drove back to the rectory then, I was just thinking about how I knew Jesus met me that morning, and I was just thinking about how here I thought that I was doing a good thing by going and visiting this person, and actually I was the one who was visited. I thought I was giving a blessing that day, but I was actually the one blessed. There are some stories in the lives of the saints that tell us a similar message. One of my favorites is St. Francis of Assisi, who at the beginning of his conversion St. Francis was a young, wealthy man from a wealthy, influential family, and he was known to be a vain person and very materialistic, really cared about his appearance. And anyway, towards the beginning of his conversion then, as God was teaching him to love poverty and to give up his wealth, he was on his horse and he encountered a leper who was begging, and immediately he felt repulsed by this leper because the leper's face was, it's a terrible disease. So his body and face were disfigured from the disease. And St. Francis felt repulsed inside, but then he found himself stopping his horse, jumping off, going up to this man with leprosy, taking his hand and kissing his deformed face. And then he turns around and walks back to his horse. And before he gets on his horse again, he turns back and looks towards the man who has vanished now from sight. And St. Francis rode away knowing that Jesus visited him in the man with leprosy, but that was Jesus. Mother Teresa would tell her sisters that they must love and serve the poor, they must love and serve Jesus in his distressing disguise of the poor person. And that when they were ministering to those poorest of the poor, they were ministering to Jesus himself. And that's the way that they should look at the person that they're serving. She loved today's gospel, not surprisingly. And she would, when people would ask her about why she does what she does, she would ask for their hand. So they would hold their hand out to her. And then she would do this on their five fingers. You did it to me. She said, I do this because it's for Jesus. Because Jesus says that when we serve the poor, we serve him. So I guess as I reflect on this gospel, it just seems so clear that Jesus wants us to rethink what serving means, what giving means. As I was thinking, as I was going to the funeral home that day, I was thinking, well, I'm doing a good thing, or I'm meeting the need of some person. I'm blessing another person, which is true. However, what if I needed to be visited that day by Jesus more than that man needed me? Something that some of the saints said is that we need the poor more than they need us. We need them more than they need us. So just want us, it's important that we're thinking about this in our life and trying to live this gospel. Who is in our head? Who can't we get out of our head? This person in need that we keep thinking of. We don't want to think about them, but we think about them. Why? Why are they in our head? Could that be the Holy Spirit putting that person in our head, on our heart, asking us to reach out, to give a phone call, to be very simple? Last week, I was on retreat with one of my very close priest friends, and he was telling me about a family from his parish that's really struggling right now. It's a young father who's in his 30s, who has a few really little kids, who's dying of cancer. And he said, and so this family's involved in a church movement that's called Communion and Liberation. It's a Catholic movement of lay people. It's worldwide, and it's not very prevalent here in the United States, but it's very prevalent in some places in Europe. But in the parish there, they have a community of people belonging to this Catholic organization. And my priest friend said that people are constantly stopping at the house of this family. They're constantly dropping off groceries or running errands, taking care of their kids, doing lawn work, whatever they can do. And he said that about every other week, somebody flies in from somewhere to visit them, from somewhere else in the country or from another country. And my priest friend said he's never seen anything like the outpouring of love that he's witnessed through this Catholic community. And I want our parish to be like that. When someone is sick or in need in our parish, or even just in our community, I want our parishioners to shower that person with love and to be the first ones there trying to help in some way, trying to give in some way. What a witness that would be to the Catholic faith, to Jesus. But again, let's keep in mind that we need the poor more than they need us. And so the service that we can offer others, the real needy, really blesses them. It's really important that we do that. But we need it more than they do. Because Jesus is there. Jesus, who wants to encounter us, love us, bless us by encountering him in his poor.